The Gemara tells us that hecha detaloi b'chazusa, that an area of halacha where what's significant is not the taste of an object but its appearance, we follow mare. When the object gets mixed up with other objects, as long as it retains its appearance, it retains its identity. When it comes to things where we care about taste, such as ma'acholos hasuros or matzas mitzvah, so there the Torah said that you can't eat something, you can't eat an item of food, which is treif. So as long as you can still taste the taste of treif, it's not going to be batel in min b'she'ino mino. But when it comes, for example, to mikveh water, so the Torah didn't say that mikveh water needs to have a particular taste. The Torah says it has to have a particular appearance. So therefore, as long as something retains its appearance, it retains its identity with regard to mikveh water. Once it loses its appearance, it loses its identity. The question is, how are we supposed to understand this halacha? Should we understand that when it comes to classifying min b'mino, we know that min b'mino is batal b'rov, as opposed to min b'she'ino mino, which is batal, which requires more than rov to be batal. So should we understand that when it comes to chazusa, when it comes to things where what's most important is the appearance, that the Torah said that the definition of min b'mino and min b'she'ino mino depends on how something appears, meaning that two things with the same appearance are considered min b'mino, two things with different appearances are considered min b'she'ino mino, or are we supposed to understand otherwise? Are we supposed to understand that the definition of min b'mino is not necessarily tali in appearance? However, the halachos about whether we allow something to be batal b'rov, or whether we require something to have a greater shiur opposite it in order to be batal, there we'll follow chazusa, we'll follow the appearance. So this shayla, I think, is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to say that when you have miraglayim, or white wine or milk that get mixed up in a mikvah, that these have a din of min b'mino, even though the mikvah is composed of water and certainly not of wine or of milk. So there's shemos mukhlakim, they're totally different names. Nevertheless, we don't follow the name with regard to defining min b'mino or not. Instead, we follow the appearance in accordance with the dictate of our Gemara that hecha detaloi b'chazusa b'mara, something which is tali in how things look. Mikvah, who cares how it tastes? We care about how it looks. So we follow the appearance. So we follow the appearance means that anything which looks the same as water is considered the same min, is considered the same substance as water, because the definition of the substance, understanding its identity, for the purposes of mikvah, the identity of any substance is bound up in its color. And therefore, water is not significant in as much as it's water, rather it's significant in as much as it's a water-colored liquid, and hence any other liquid which is colored the same as water will be considered the same min as water in order to be batel in the water. Obviously, white wine or milk are not kosher. You can't make a mikvah out of milk. That would solve a lot of problems in the desert. There's big problems making mikvahs in the desert because you can't transport water in kelim, in vessels, to make a mikvah. If you were able to make a mikvah out of milk, it would make things much easier, but you can't make a mikvah out of milk. Milk is still milk when it comes to creating the beginnings of a mikvah, but when it comes to becoming batel in the water, since the appearance is the same, it's considered min b'mino with the water. This is a sheet of Rashi, who says that milk and white wine are considered to be min b'mino in the mikvah. In contrast, Tosfos take a slightly different tack, slightly different position. Tosfos argue that even milk and white wine are considered min b'she'eno mino in the mikvah. They're considered to be two different species. And upon first glance, the svara of Tosfos' shita is that when it comes to defining min b'mino, even in areas where what we care about is the appearance, that just means that in terms of the shiur bittul, in terms of how much, what's the ratio of iser to heter or kosher to pasul, so the ratio changes depending on the appearance. However, meaning the ratio that's required changes depending on the appearance of the kasher and the possible substances. However, when it comes to defining min b'mino for whatever other nafkaminas there are, so there, the identity of a substance is not bound up in its appearance. Rather, it seems that Tosfos would hold that the substance's identity is bound up in its name. So what seems to emerge is that Rashi, who says that any water-colored substance is considered min b'mino with the water of a mikvah, holds that the identity of a substance is taloi in its appearance, and therefore anything which appears the same as water is considered the same min, it's considered the same species or the same substance as water itself. In contrast, Tosfos says that milk or white wine, which get mixed up in a mikvah, are considered min b'she'eino mino, even though they have the same exact appearance. So clearly the definition of a min, of a species or of a substance, is not taloi solely upon the substance's appearance, because here, if that were so, then this would be min b'mino, because they both appear the same. Rather, for Tosfos, the identity of the min is defined probably based on either its name, because this is named water and that is named milk or named wine, or l'kala pachos, although this seems to be rather odd to me, it'll be taloi in the substance's taste, because water tastes different than milk and tastes different than wine. It seems most likely that Rashi holds it goes based on appearance, and Tosfos hold that it goes based on the name. On the surface, this seems to parallel a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach that's found in the Yordaya. The Ramah rules that when it comes to defining min b'mino versus min b'she'eino mino, by machalos asuros, by forbidden substances, so the Ramah says that what defines min b'mino is the shame of the substance. So that means that you can have two things which have the same name but different tastes, and since they have the same name, they'll be treated as min b'mino. This seems to be the opinion of the Ramah, that because they have the same name, even though they differ in tastes, they'll be considered min b'mino. So this would seem to parallel the opinion of Tosfos, and it seems to parallel the opinion of Tosfos that what we care about is not the taste, because after all, here the tastes are different. Rather, we care about the name, and therefore it's going to be considered min b'mino. Just by the way, we have to wonder, according to Tosfos, that by mikvaos, what happens if you have two things that appear different but have the same name, like water that has two different colors? So maybe Tosfos would say that that's still considered min b'mino, even though the appearance is different, because for Tosfos, the appearance is less significant in terms of defining mino than it is for Rashi. Anyhow, this is a Shitas HaRamah. It seems to be the inverse of Tosfos, but from the same conceptual foundations, that something which has equivalent shemos are min b'mino, even though there's different tastes, and presumably the inverse would be true also. Things with the same taste could be considered min b'she'eino mino if they have different names. The Shach argues on this Ramah. The Shach says, how can this be? How can it be that you have a mixture which has two different tastes and it's considered to be min b'mino? That would mean that we would allow bittel, we would allow a treif substance which has the same name as a kosher substance to be mixed together, and we would apply the ratio of 2:1, which is the ratio that applies to min b'mino. 2 kosher to 1 treif will make the whole mixture mutter. And says the Shach, how can that be? Someone who eats this mixture will be tasting very clearly and decisively will be tasting the taste of something treif. So therefore the Shach says, what seems to be the parallel or the inverse of Rashi's Shita, that as long as the substances taste different, they cannot be classified as min b'mino. They need a higher ratio. And what makes them considered to be min b'mino when they have the same taste? If they have the same taste, by machalos asuros, they're considered min b'mino. If they have different tastes, they're considered min b'she'eino mino. This sheet of the Shach seems to be the sheet of Rashi. Just like Rashi said, by dvarim hatiluyim b'chazusa, things which depend upon appearance, so Rashi says that if they have the same appearance, it's min b'mino, and if they have a different appearance, it's min b'she'eino mino. So too the Shach says that things which are taloi in taima, things which are taloi in taste, if they have the same taste, they're considered min b'mino. If they have different tastes, they're considered min b'she'eino mino. So on the surface, it would seem that this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos parallels the machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah. If we look a little bit further, though, we'll discover that the machlokos are not really parallel. And the reason is, I don't want to go into it so much at length right now, but basically the Shach agrees that there's actually two different halachos of min b'mino. One halacha of min b'mino is that there's a 2-to-1 ratio is sufficient. If there's a 2-to-1 ratio of kosher to treif, so then the treif becomes mutter. That's a halacha of min b'mino. And with regard to that halacha of min b'mino, the 2-to-1 ratio, the Shach says that we define min and mino based on the taste. However, there's another halacha of min b'mino as well, and that is that in certain areas, by truma, by arla, etc., by davar sheyesh lo matirin, we say that min b'mino is not batel or requires a higher ratio than 60-to-1. In most areas, we say that a 2-to-1 ratio is sufficient, but by truma and by arla, by davar sheyesh lo matirin, sometimes we require 100-to-1, 200-to-1 ratio, or maybe sometimes even a 1,000,000-to-1 ratio by min b'mino is insufficient. With regard to the second halacha, the Shach agrees that min b'mino is not tali in taste, but rather is tali in shame. So the Shach agrees to the Ramah on a level. He agrees that when it comes to this higher ratio, we'll define min b'mino based on name rather than based on taste. In other words, two things can taste different but have the same name, and therefore will be machmir on them and require the higher ratio. Or alternately, two things can taste the same but have different names, in which case we will not require this higher ratio. So the Shach splits up. He says there's two separate halachos of min b'mino, one of which is taloi in taste, the other of which is taloi in shame. So based on this additional modification of the Shach, if we come back to our sugya, we'll discover that it's not so clear that Tosfos disagrees with the Shach, because Tosfos may be discussing halacha of min b'mino, which is parallel to that second halacha, to the higher ratio of the Shach, where even the Shach is moda that what we care about is the shame of the substance rather than the taste of the substance. Tosfos is dealing with a similar situation, so it could be that even Tosfos agrees with the Shach, and therefore it would end up that both Rashi and Tosfos are agreeing with the Shach, and that you can't bring any support necessarily to the Ramah from our sugya. On the other hand, keep in mind that what allows Tosfos to agree with the Shach is the fact that the Shach attenuates his position and brings it closer to the Ramah by acknowledging that in some times, in some situations where min b'mino is critical, that we will still define it by shame. And because the Shach concedes a little bit to the Ramah in that particular halacha of how to define min b'mino, so that is why this Tosfos will not pose a problem for the Shach.